Chapter 3, Shedding Diet Culture. To be successful in the journey toward making peace with food and body image, it is important to focus on health and balance. Despite messages from marketing and society, to achieve this, you need to create a diet-free zone and shed the diet culture. Shedding the diet culture means making a conscious decision to change your perspective and take a different approach. It means deciding that your life will no longer be defined by a diet. It also means making the choice to change your environment. If you've spent years as a dieter, your environment supports that. Your food, your kitchen, your social media presence, your books, even the shows you watch. Is your freezer stocked with frozen Weight Watcher and Lean Cuisine meals? Are your drawers filled with measuring cups and scales? And I don't mean just for cooking. Is the content that you follow on social media related to different diets you've tried over the years? Do inspirational fitness models make you feel less than enough? Does your environment remind you of all the times you failed at diets or felt out of control? To transition to an environment that makes you feel calm, you need to embrace a new way of life. Listen to your body and tune into it. Decide that you can trust your body even if you've experienced 10, 20, or 30 years of feeling out of control. When you give up dieting, you regain a connection to and an innate trust in yourself. The diet culture looks different for everybody, and shedding it means deleting what triggers you. You may find you've triggered by grilled chicken because it was a staple in every diet you've ever tried. This may prompt a sense of deprivation, which means you should stay clear of grilled chicken while you're working through this journey. Once your mind shifts, you may decide you like the taste of grilled chicken and it makes you feel good. But for now, it's time to stay clear of any triggers and eradicate the diet culture from your cupboards, your closet, and your online world. Feel comfortable today. I want you to feel amazing today. You can't wait until tomorrow to feel good in the clothes you wear. You need to put on things that make you feel comfortable, confident, put together, worthy, and deserving, and you need to feel that now. Some people hang on to clothes that are too small because they figure they're on the path to losing weight and they don't want to buy a bigger size. The problem is they put on these too small clothes and feel horrible. That is the opposite of motivation. Nobody ever says, "My stomach is hanging over my pants. Let me take care of myself and eat a nice healthy stir fry and drink some water." Instead, the internal dialogue is self-defeating and perpetuates the cycle of dieting or binging. When my clients don't want to invest in new clothes, I encourage them to try clothes through a rental service, such as La Tote or Gwinnie B. They feel pampered, like they're getting a gift every week, all while wearing different types of clothing they don't have to commit to buying. I also have my clients go through their closet without looking in a mirror. The goal is to put on clothing, dance around, and ask themselves how it feels on their body. If they feel confident and comfortable, then they can look in the mirror and assess. Those comfortable clothes should be front and center in the closet. The rest can be cleared out, put away, or donated. Also, keep accessories readily available. Scarves, earrings, and necklaces. All those extra things matter in terms of making you feel amazing today. These are great methods for the fitting room too, since you may need to buy some new staple pieces to round out your closet after cleansing the space. Reassess social media. Another key step for shedding the diet culture is to unfollow those social media accounts that make you feel judged, unworthy, like a failure, or unaccepted. The owner of the account may be very well-intentioned. More than likely, they don't know you and won't be offended by the unfollow. Examples include specific diet recipe accounts you follow, inspirational fitness models, and exercise programs. Unsubscribe from any newsletter that reminds you of things you feel you failed at or things you should do and haven't been doing. This may be helping a lot of people. They're just not helping you. Now it's time to find new people to flood your feed. Follow people of different sizes so you can experience body diversity. Women who wear a size 10, 14, or 20 and are comfortable in a bathing suit. People can be healthy at a range of sizes. They're not binging or emotional eating, and they exercise and take care of themselves. The more we expose ourselves to the concept of healthy bodies, no matter the size, the more normal it becomes to us. The body positive space can have an undertone of judgment because supporters and influencers view this as an excuse to give up or not take care of their own body. It is part of the resistance to the belief we have been fed that being thin or a certain size is healthy, regardless of how we get there. Considering unfollowing those accounts that say they practice body love, yet show up without care for their health. This is about what lights you up and feels good to you. Following role models is crucial because those who embody the healthy lifestyle make you feel really good. We're all on journeys to be the best version of ourselves that we can be, and it's okay to want a little bit of what your role models have, especially when it's not food or body related. Perhaps you love traveling or crafting. A mom may be passionate about vaccines, and you are too, so you love how you feel accepted around that. Those are the kinds of internal qualities that excite you. I invite my clients to write down 5 buckets that excite them. The 5 buckets for me are travel, science, cooking, experiences with my children, and business tips. Find your buckets and follow accounts that post on these topics. In the beginning, you'll need to experiment with what feels good, what gives you energy, and what offers confidence. As you develop trust and confidence in yourself, you won't be affected as much by outside influences. I find that when people finally put food in its place, they end up saying they never want to go back to where they were, and that will include those social media accounts you used to follow. Get rid of the guilt. Maria had been working with me for months. She was progressing well, felt calmer around food, and was finding ways to cope instead of binge. One day, a coworker came in and began gushing over watching the documentary What the Health. She had been incredibly inspired by it and decided to become a vegan. She urged Maria to watch the documentary and become vegan too. Maria went home, watched the documentary, and then felt guilty for not deciding to become a vegan. Her decision also instigated an almost daily discussion at work with her colleague encouraging Maria to make the change. The conflict was taking up a lot of her thoughts and time. I sat down with Maria and we talked through her concerns. She had tried to eat vegetarian at one point, but her body didn't react well to the diet and she had little energy. However, after watching the documentary, Maria worried she would be hurting her body and acting irresponsibly towards her children if she continued to eat meat and feed it to her family. Maria felt guilty, and as she thought about this further, she realized that for her, it was okay to eat meat from animals sourced from local farms where they had been humanely treated. Maria also understood that documentaries are designed to be emotional and to provide only the evidence that supports their conclusion. We all have the right to research, ask ourselves questions, and agree or disagree with others' conclusions. The critical thinking lens. Assessing everything we see, read, and hear through a critical thinking lens begins with understanding that not everything is exactly as it seems. Various types of evidence can support all kinds of ideas and theories, in some cases, conflicting ones. I once sat in a waiting room of a car repair shop. I glanced at the television and saw a newscaster cutting into a piece of steak. The caption at the bottom of the screen said, "Atkins diet lowers our risk of heart disease." Many people argue that a diet high in animal meat and fat is not healthy, but this particular report was claiming the diet was actually good for your heart. The volume was low, so I moved closer to listen. I looked up the study the reporter was referring to, only to discover something very different. The diet the study claimed was good for the heart was actually heavily plant-based and included moderate levels of carbohydrates from various sources such as sweet potatoes and lentils. It was not the Atkins diet. It wasn't high steak, high meat, or high animal fat. But if you looked at the news and saw the headline and video clip, you would most likely come to a different conclusion. I always ask my clients to do their research and even take it one step further. If you see an article that says deodorant causes breast cancer, and it's a very emotionally charged article aimed at selling all natural deodorant, explore it. Click on the study it refers to, read it, and perhaps you'll discover that half of the people in the study didn't even wear deodorant and got breast cancer. Perhaps you'll discover that the researchers were legally prohibited from testing breast cancer tissue, only healthy tissue, and that in reality, there wasn't a strong correlation between the use of the deodorant and cancer. By researching deeper into the topic, you will see the source and the possible motivation behind the results. You can still decide to buy the all-natural deodorant or eat the steak, but you will be basing this decision on facts, not emotions. You may not care if the study is inaccurate, if it costs you nothing to switch deodorants, and you would ultimately feel better about using fewer chemicals. You can make that good, well-thought-out decision. But if you constantly feel swayed by the media or your colleagues, or if you feel pressure to change your behavior, know that it might make sense to take that step back and look at matters through a critical thinking lens. When you build your foundation with rock instead of sand, you won't be swayed emotionally by everything you see or read. You will know what works for you and what is healthy for you. When you don't know what you stand for, you fall for everything. Developing a critical thinking lens is not just about reading something and believing it's true and that you need to do it. You must consider whether it really works for you. Don't hate the diet culture. Shedding diet culture doesn't necessarily mean hating diet culture. I don't believe we should take the stance of us against the diet world. Diet wars. I don't believe Weight Watchers was created from a negative place. Some people without a disordered relationship with food have followed Weight Watchers and found success and a balance. Instead of obsessing or hating, it's about coming to a place of calm and neutrality. The weight loss companies can do whatever they want, and it won't affect us. Hating them or turning against them will only serve to bring another level of stress to your life. You must protect your energy and be stronger than the energy of other influences out there. Often my clients will go through a phase in which they earnestly reject diet culture, sometimes to the point that they won't even order a salad. They order the cheeseburger just to prove that they can have the cheeseburger, not because it is what they truly desire as a choice that tastes good and feels good. You don't have to eat it to prove that you can have it. You don't have to apologize for eating a salad with your salmon if it tastes good and you don't feel deprived. Then that was what you were supposed to eat. Hating the diet culture leads to rebellion in the opposite direction, and that's not our goal. We are simply shedding the diet culture and not giving it place in our lives. Once we stop demonizing food and diets, we are released from its impact and hold. But first, we have to set a healthy foundation and develop the trust and confidence that we are doing the right thing. Place your focus on satisfaction, not deprivation. I show my clients that with all the diets they've tried over the years, surely there were pieces of those diets that worked. Perhaps they loved a morning shake with fruits and kale, or they found that eating a larger lunch and a lighter dinner worked for their energy levels. I urge them to take a look and determine what felt good to them. As they do that, the cravings start to drop and they feel more satisfied. For me, intermittent fasting works really well, and I feel good when I sit down and don't multitask during meals. I enjoy those breaks every day. Pay attention to what makes you feel your best and enjoy the foods you choose. Building a new belief system around health and satisfaction, as we discuss in the next chapter. Worksheet: Shedding the Diet Culture. Use this checklist to shed your diet culture. Unfollow people on social media who make you feel less than. Unsubscribe to all old diets, meal plans, and exercise programs that made you feel deprived. Replace foods associated with diet or deprivation in your mind. Follow people of different sizes and shapes who inspire you. Read articles or watch the news that light you up. Buy books that are body positive to have around the house. Find role models and mentors who are comfortable with food and their bodies. Commit to eliminating negative body talk, talking about needing to diet and or stepping on the scale daily.